Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, formerly of Cultivating the Lovely, and on this podcast, we focus on wellness, beauty, style, planning, and life. Basically, life is messy, you guys, and here we learn to live well anyway. So join me on this journey as we figure it out together. And just to get started, I'll go first. And that is exactly what I'm doing today because today's episode is just with little old me. You guys, today we are going to sit down and have a little bit of a chat about how to take care of ourselves as grown women. Now, I had originally thought I would make this episode all about the single ladies heading into Valentine's Day. And I am going to be hitting on that towards the end of this episode. How, as single women, we cannot feel bad about this holiday and we can actually learn to enjoy it for ourselves and do some things to kind of pamper ourselves. So we're gonna go there. But the more I thought about this topic, you know, I was thinking, oh, this is just for single women. I thought, you know what? No, married ladies need this too. We all need to be learning to take care of ourselves as grown women because I think that it's become a little bit of a lost art form. I think they were better at doing these things in like the 50s and the 60s and times gone by than we have gotten used to in our current era. Everything is so lax and casual that we sometimes kind of lose what can actually make us feel well cared for and feel feminine and just feel like we are our best selves. And I feel like I've learned a lot about this in the last few years. And so I'm just gonna share what I feel like I figured out in my later 30s about being a grown woman. And I also want to preface this by saying that we're all in different stages of life, and some of these things are not going to apply as much if you just have little kids. It is a lot harder to make some of these things happen. So like any other resource or podcast or whatever, you have to pick and choose from this show what's actually going to work for you. But at my current stage of life and what I figured out so far, these have become important things to me and things that I find helpful. They make me feel more confident, and they just make me feel better cared for just all by myself. Nobody else has to do it for me. I'm doing it for myself, and then I'm able to pour out to the people around me a little bit better. And a lot of these things you have probably heard me talk about before as well, but we're kind of going to condense them all into one episode right here. And I also want to say, if you just happen to be, you know, one of the 0.02% of men who listen to this podcast, this probably isn't the episode for you. We're going to go there with a lot of girly things. So, you know, maybe come back next week. That's just what my suggestion is going to be about that. Okay, but ladies, before we get into the real deep goods of this show, of course, I want to do a little bit of a plug for Patreon because I don't think we've ever had any more fun in Patreon than we are right now. And that's me talking as a single woman who doesn't even get to participate in a lot of the new content that we have just released. You guys, this was inspired by my good friend, Katie Duckett, who came to me and said, we need to spice up people's marriages. And I was like, say what? And she said, you heard me. And I was like, but I'm not married. And she said, it's okay. We're going to be able to create this resource. I'm going to give you all the ideas. You're going to pull it together in the pretty downloads and PDFs. We're going to talk about it and present it to people, and we're going to create a whole plan for them to have a fabulous date weekend. Now, obviously, we wanted to release the Live Well Love Kit. That's what we are calling it. This is the first edition, and if people like it, then we will keep on creating them. But we wanted to release it heading into Valentine's weekend so that you could utilize it for this weekend if you so desire. But really, what we have designed with this kit could be used anytime that you want to spice things up in your marriage. If you don't really know how to do that, or you came out of the purity culture movement, or things have gotten a little bit stale in your marriage, we have all of the resources. Katie did such a good job of really developing this from a biblical standpoint and giving all of the whys and wherefores and how-tos of making romance and spiciness happen in your marriage and in your life. So this kit, literally walks you through the week all the way up to when you're going to have your date weekend, because it's a two-night event. It talks about how to prepare yourself, how to flirt with your husband, how to get him enticed and send him a personalized invitation. For this one, our theme for February was let your inhibitions take flight, because it was like our first time getting off the ground, get it, with this whole new idea. And so we actually have a plane ticket that I designed that is to take you to Paris. And we walk you through everything from the flirtation to exactly what you need to do that evening, things you want to have on hand, maybe what you want to wear, how you can go about it. We've got playlists. I mean, we've really thought of everything. There's a menu, there's food, there's desserts, there's cocktails that Katie came up with. The second day is much more romantic, and that's when you make the meal. And we've also created this whole kit with having in mind that you most likely are having to do this when your kids are around. You know, you're not able to take a trip right now, probably. You may not have a lot of time without the kids. And so we've taken all of that into account in creating this love weekend. And we want it to be a resource that is just so easily followable that you really don't have to think about anything. You just have to do what it says, and you're going to have so much fun, and your husband is going to want you to be a patron for the rest of your days, because we have really gone there and created a kit that I think is unmatched. I haven't seen anything else like this on the internet, and I think it's super fun and plus really heartfelt. So if you want to access this kit, and like I said, this is hopefully just the first of many of these kits. We would like to be coming out with them on a monthly basis, but you can go to patreon.com/livewelltogether. And this is a bonus that we have for the month of February to see how it goes. So if you subscribe at the Angelica or Eliza levels of Patreon, you get all of these goods. So like I said, we've got three mini casts walking through the background of it, how we have broken down our thoughts on purity culture. We have given all of the biblical basis for why it's a good idea to have some fun in your marriage. We go through all of that stuff. It's a little awkward for me, but Katie did a really good job of walking us through it. And then we've got all of the resources for you. So a downloadable guide, a downloadable menu, the ticket that you can send your husband. And if you're in the Eliza level, I will actually personalize the ticket for you. So instead of it just saying hubby and being generic, you can actually get his name printed on the ticket. And then we also have three playlists to accompany your weekend. So it is a ton of fun. I think that it is a great resource, and we would love to have more women taking advantage of it and learning about it. And then you get all of that bonus content plus the goods that we already have in Patreon. Our weekly rundown, the lives that I do over there, our community of women. There's so many other things, our other mini casts and all of that. We've got a ton in Patreon, and we would love to welcome you in, because we're always coming up with new content and new ways to connect, and it's just a really good time. So find us again at patreon.com/livewelltogether, and you can get all of the fun and the goods. And like I said, your husband's gonna love us forever. All right, so patreon.com/livewelltogether. Okay, let's get on with today's episode. You guys, how do we take care of ourselves like adult women? Well, this list I really developed in no particular order, but I think that all of these are kind of important for being legit. Too legit to quit. I'm sorry. Why do I say these things? Okay. First of all, a good skincare routine. You guys have heard me talk about this 1,000 times, but I cannot emphasize enough the importance of taking good care of your skin. If you are past the age of 25, you need to be doing things to help yourself to not look like a raggedy old woman by the time you're 40. All right, I've said it. But even if you're under 25, you can be doing things like washing your face and moisturizing and definitely using the sunblock. But as you start to, you know, get a little bit older, I think the bare bones basics that you need to be doing every day are washing your face at night. Especially if you wear makeup, then you should be doing a double cleanse so that not only do you get the makeup off, but you also cleanse your skin. You should be using a vitamin C serum, and you should be moisturizing every single day. morning and night. You can just do the vitamin C in the morning, but you need to be doing that moisturizing morning and night and using the sunblock. That is so important. Now, I have lists on Amazon that you can go to. If you go to mackenziekappa.com/Amazon, you can find all of my skincare recommendations on there. Plus, over in Patreon, again, Katie and I did a whole series in the fall where I walked her through starting a skincare routine. She hadn't really had one before, and we went from the ground level up and working her into actually using products to help her skin clarify and replenish and be in really good condition. And it worked. And she absolutely loves the routine that she is currently doing. I often will share in the lives in Patreon what I am doing for my skincare routine because I'm always kind of changing it up and trying new products. So if you want more in-depth information about that, you can join us over in Patreon. But just bare bones basics, you need to have a good skincare routine that you are utilizing as an adult lady. Okay, guys, true story. I did my grocery order at the beginning of this week, and I thought I was on my game until I realized I didn't order anything to actually make my family dinner. I only ordered us like snacks and lunch stuff. So that was a real problem until I remembered that I had received my Moink box. I hadn't been able to try anything yet, so I was super excited that I got to try out some of the different meats that they sent me. And oh my word, we had their chicken breasts. They were so fresh. They were absolutely delicious. And I am hooked on this company. I love what they have to offer. So you guys, basically, Moink Box delivers grass-fed and grass-finished beef and lamb, pastured pork and chicken, and wild-caught Alaskan salmon direct to your door. Plus, this is where I think it's really cool. They help family farms become financially independent outside of big agriculture. So not only is it that really good high-quality meat, but they're also helping the little guys. Their animals are raised outdoors, their fish swim wild in the ocean, and Moink meat is free of antibiotics, hormones, sugar, and all the other junk you find in pre-packaged meat in the meat aisle. And you guys, oh my goodness, you can sign up at moinkbox.com/livewell to get a year of ground beef for free and then pick what meats you want delivered in your first box. And you can change what you get each month or cancel at any time. I just was truly astounded by how delicious and how different Moink meat tastes. And also, just a cool kind of side fact, Moink was founded by an 8th generation farmer who was featured on Shark Tank. Host Kevin O'Leary said it's the best bacon he's ever tasted, and I agree. And Jamie Siminoff, creator of the Ring doorbell, which I have and I love, invested in Moink because they knew it was just such a great company. I know that you are going to love the fresh, clean meat, the convenience of having it dropped off on your doorstep, and the fact that you're supporting small family farms as much as I do. So you guys, join the Moink movement today. Go to moinkbox.com/livewell right now, and my listeners will get a free year of ground beef. That's 1 year of the best ground beef you'll ever taste, but it's for a limited time. So go to moinkbox.com/livewell. That's moinkbox.com/livewell for the best meat and free ground beef for a year. All right, next, ladies, are you wearing the right size bra? That's right. I'm going there. We're going to talk about the intimate things. My guess is you very well may not be, because most women are not wearing the right size bra. Most women don't even realize how a bra is supposed to work, if I'm being honest. So, you know those straps that go over your shoulders? You know, the ones that coined that old term, over-the-shoulder boulder holder? Well, those are not what is supposed to be supporting your breasts. It's actually the band that goes around your rib cage. The straps that go over your shoulders are just like for extra help, but they are not where the undergirding of support is supposed to come from in your bra. It should actually come from that band. And most women are not wearing the right sized band. So this is where you either need to go into a store like Nordstrom, if they are even doing it anymore, and get yourself measured and fit for the correct size bra, or you need to whip out a tape measure and you need to measure your rib cage and you need to figure out what size band you actually need to be wearing. Now, be forewarned, when you do this, It's probably a smaller size band than you've been used to, because a lot of stores, they don't even carry less than a 34 size band. Well, guess what? I wear a 30 size band. So if I were to shop at Target or somewhere normal to get my bra, it would straight up not fit me correctly. And I also wouldn't be using the correct cup size, because this is where the forewarning comes in. When you get a smaller size band, it actually makes your cup size sound much larger. So you may have to size down into a smaller size band, but then you need to know that your cup size could go up by one or two cup sizes. So that could be a little shocking for you when you first enter this process, but you've got to get past the numbers and the letters and know that getting the right size bra will not only make it more comfortable, but it will make you feel slimmer. It will put those puppies up where they are supposed to be, which, can I just get an amen for that? It will help your clothes to lay on you in a more flattering way. Just trust me, having the right bra is going to make all the difference in the world. Now, another great place, if you can't get into an actual store or you're not sure how to fit yourself, a site that has sponsored the podcast in the past, though they don't currently, is Third Love. They really do walk you through the process of figuring out the different shape of your breasts, for what kind of bra is going to suit you best. If you need a half size cup, they have those. They really are able to get you probably one of the most custom fits on the internet, and they have pretty good prices for high quality bras. It's currently where all of my bras are from, so I really highly suggest that if you just don't really know where to start, or even if you do, but you just want some good high quality bras in the correct size, go to Third Love. We have a link in the show notes so you can get right where you need to go to get the right fit and all of that. But a good bra really does just make all the difference. Okay, as long as we're talking about undergarments, let's address your underwear. Ladies, is the elastic shot? Are they a little dingy? Are they a little stretched out? Are you wearing granny panties? If you're going to be an adult woman, you ain't got no room for that in your life. And it doesn't just have to be for somebody else to see. Victoria had a secret. That means she wasn't showing it to people, supposedly. It was just for her. Just for her to know. And it's okay for you to buy panties that make you feel pretty and feminine for no one else to see. It's that, you know, je ne sais quoi that the French have. That you can wear things under your clothes that nobody else knows about, but you feel really good in them. So I want you to go get yourself some pretty and comfortable panties. That's right. I'm even gonna, you know, go there and say, try a thong. Because if you're wearing leggings, as my mother said when I tried to wear a lace pair of underwear under my leggings, she said, Mackenzie, you look like you have cellulite, and if you wear those with your leggings one more time, I'm gonna rip them off your body. So let me pass that message on to all of you that if you're wearing leggings, a thong can be a good idea. Now, my favorite brand, they're a little bit more on the spendy side, but they are super comfortable. And I know that a thong sounds like the antithesis of comfort, but they really are. Just believe me, just buy one pair and try them. And they are hanky panky thongs. You can get them in sets online. Sometimes they go on sale. They're pretty, they're comfortable, they're going to do the job, and you're going to feel feminine if you wear them. I also really like the panties by Gap Body. I think they've got a lot of different styles that work really nicely. They lay nicely under clothes. They're breathable. They're comfortable. So if you're wanting less lace, they do have some that are lace, but if you want more that just lay flat and are nice and comfortable, then Gap Body is a great option as well. But whatever brand it is you buy, I just suggest that you get some that make you feel pretty and feminine and a little sexy, dare I say. Even if you don't have anyone to show them to, you can feel sexy and pretty just for yourself. That is a thing, and it is okay. All right, next, also going there, ladies, buy yourself some real pajamas. Some ones that make you feel pretty, that are comfortable, that are like an actual set and not just a dingy old t-shirt. There is something about going to bed in real pajamas that has been a game changer for me over the past probably about year and a half, when I actually was like, I want to wear actual PJs. It made me feel like I just stepped out of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. It was like, what is this wonder that has been hiding from me for so long that I can actually feel sort of like pampered and put together when I go to bed, just because I'm wearing like fun, cute, sometimes even, you know, sassy pajamas. And they're just for me. But I love them. And I never realized that I would like satin pajamas. I thought those have got to just be for, you know, something that is not a part of my life right now. But guess what? They're not. They are silky and smooth on my skin, and I love them. So I highly suggest a couple of brands. I got some satiny pajamas off of Amazon by Echo Hour. Now, it's a really weird spelling. You're going to have to go to the show notes to see it. We've got a link in there. But they are so smooth, and I love them. They're super comfy. I wear them all the time. They've got a ton of different colors, and they also have some fun cotton ones with different shorts and whatnot. And this is a little side note, ladies. Let things breathe at night, especially if you're wearing a thong. Don't be wearing that thong to bed. I'm telling you, this is why I excused the men at the beginning of this episode, because we're going there, okay? So just let things breathe at night. Just, you know, maybe just wear the shorts. We'll just leave it there. But just a suggestion. Okay, so I love that brand from Amazon. I also love the Stars Above brand from Target. So these have got a little bit more of the old-fashioned style. I have a button-up pair of cotton PJs that are black with white trim. They've got, you know, the collar and the little shorts, and I adore them. They are so comfy. Oh my goodness, they are so soft. And I feel, again, like I am sleeping in a bed in the 50s. Like, I am from I Love Lucy, and there is something about that. Like, I feel like I should have my hair in curlers and go to bed with cold cream. It just makes me feel kind of decadent and special. So get yourself some real pajamas. You don't know what you're missing if you don't have real pajamas. And as long as we're talking about like silk and satin and that kind of thing and going to sleep at night, get yourself a silk or satin pillowcase. Now, you might think this is just kind of bizarre, but it actually is so good for your skin and your hair. It helps to reduce frizz. It helps to have less wear and tear on your face. It is just a great all the way around. I got myself a satin pillowcase from a FabFitFun box probably a year ago, and I don't think I can ever go back. I absolutely love it. My daughters always want to steal my pillow. They've been asking for a satin pillowcase for their birthdays now for a couple of months. I'm like, oh, I might have to bite the bullet and get them for them because they are so comfortable. I wouldn't have thought so, but I absolutely love it. Ladies, this episode of Live Well Anyway is sponsored by Apostrophe, a new sponsor for us, and it's a prescription skincare company for people that are ready to take their acne seriously. Now, this came at the perfect time for us because I have a 14-year-old, and he's got some issues going on, so I thought, yes, we are going to take advantage of this and try out the whole process for him. So we are so excited to be embarking on this prescription acne treatment for him that was actually easy to get, because normally it takes a lot of effort to get to the dermatologist and get the prescription and get everything figured out, but Apostrophe made it so easy. I didn't have to pull him out of school or deal with a pharmacy or any of that. We just followed the steps online and then they sent it to our house. Apostrophe makes it easy to see a board-certified dermatologist online. You get treated immediately and your medications are delivered to your home. So how the process works is you simply fill out Apostrophe's online questionnaire about your skin concerns and medical history. Then you just snap a few selfies and your dermatologist will get back to you with a customized treatment plan tailored just for you. I did this with my son and we got back our results in less than 24 hours. The best part is that Apostrophe offers topical and oral medications so you can treat your acne from the inside out and the outside in if that's the process that you choose. And along with treating acne, Apostrophe also helps you hit your other skincare goals. So if you want to do things like reduce redness, wrinkles, or even dark spots, they also can help you with those. My son loved that he was saved the embarrassment of having to go into an actual doctor's office and have his skin analyzed. I was so happy with how easy the process was and how quickly we got his results. The packaging was really nice, and I feel totally confident in this company because I know that we're working with board-certified dermatologists. So if you want to use Apostrophe for yourself or someone else in your life, get $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/livewell and use my code LIVEWELL. This code is only available to my listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/livewell and click Begin Visit, and then use the code LIVEWELL at sign up and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/livewell and use the code LIVEWELL to get your dermatology visit for $15 off. And I want to thank Apostrophe for sponsoring Live Well Anyway. Okay, now let's move on to the bath. I know, you guys, you're like, what is even happening in this episode? Why is she getting so intimate and TMI? But I think there's also something about being an adult lady of getting to be a lady of luxury in the bath at night. Now, I would not have been able to make this happen when my kids were littler. Straight up, a nightly bath or an almost nightly bath was not going to be a thing. But over probably the last year, I have started taking so many more baths. For me, it's both like a health thing and just a relaxation thing in the evening, because I can tell that my body has really low magnesium. My muscles cramp up really easily. I can get restless legs, especially at night. But if I take a bath with Epsom salts, which have magnesium in them, I get that occurrence way less than I normally do. And it is just such a comforting thing to me. I feel like it's a little bit decadent. I use different bath salts. I actually did a Five Friday Favorites recently where I featured two of my favorite bath salts from Target. They have a coconut oil one that smells so yummy, and they have a lavender one. They also have a great melatonin bath salt. So if you want that little bit of extra kick to help you to fall asleep at night, I just think that bath salts are like the dream of my life. I love them. I use them almost every day, literally almost every day, because it's just kind of this trigger to help my body to wind down at night. I will read in the bath with my Kindle. Now, I don't have a waterproof Kindle. I'm jealous of all of you who do. So I just put mine into a Ziploc bag while I'm reading in the bath, or I watch something on my phone or my computer, because we have that ability these days. So why not? Why not just take advantage of it? I bring a chair in there, set it next to the tub, and I watch whatever favorite show that I am currently watching. And you know, it's not that long. Sometimes it's only a 10-minute bath. Probably the longest I ever go is 20, but it is a way that I can just feel pampered and grown up, and like I am winding down for the day. And I have a best friend who says that a bath is the grossest thing on the planet. And if that's you, then you do you. But I can't recommend them highly enough. So maybe try to make that like a part of your night. I really suggest it. Okay, as long as you're in the bath, it's a great time to shave, ladies. Yes, shave. I'm talking about shaving. You guys really think I've lost my mind at this point, but let's go there. Let's go there. You don't have to shave for anybody other than you. I know, that's a novel concept, but that's what I've been doing for years now, and I feel better when I have shaved. I feel more feminine. I enjoy sleeping more when my legs aren't scratching each other. I just like the feeling of taking care of myself in that way. Like, I have done all the things to take care of myself and take that time for myself. It really doesn't take that much time to run a razor over your legs. You guys, just do a good job. Just shave well and often. That's what I want to say. And as far as razors go, if you feel like, oh, they're so expensive to be shaving that often and everything, I love Dollar Shave Club. I have a subscription. My son needs it as well, which is frightening. I can't believe we're there, but he's almost 15. And so he has his own razor, and we get razors in the mail. And it's a way that I can feel not guilty for switching out my razor fairly often, because they really are very affordable. It's a great company. It makes it really easy. And I really like their razor. I've had nothing but good experiences with their razors. So Dollar Shave Club is a great way to go to just stay on top of that shaving. Just do it for you. Do it for you. Another thing that you can do for you that is going to make you feel more pulled together automatically every day, I guarantee it, is taking care of your nails. Now, some of you I know are going to be like, oh, I don't like polishing my nails. That doesn't mean that you can't take care of your hands and your nails well. Even if you don't like having on nail polish, you can shape your nails. You can use cuticle oil. You can do those kinds of things to just have your hands be well manicured. But then if you want to use the color, which I do, I really like having a bold color on my nails. It just makes me feel like I'm pulled together, even if my hair is in a messy bun. There is something about having my nails done. But I can't afford to go get a manicure. So I do it myself. And my very, very favorite nail polish brand that I use weekly, every few days, is Essie. I think they make great nail polish. It lasts a really long time. I use their acrylic top coat and it makes it last even longer. Most of their polishes I can get almost a week of wear out of, and by that time I want to change the color of my nails anyway. Another great company that I know a lot of people love is Olive & June. And if you are just starting to get started with manicures, I think this is especially a great way to go. It's a very clean nail polish and they've got all the steps to work you through giving yourself a good manicure or pedicure. They teach you how to do it. And they have this thing called the poppy, which is like this big sort of handle that you can attach to the nail polish bottle handle. And then it helps you to be able to hold it steady, especially while you are painting with your non-dominant hand. So it just allows you to get a better finished product than you maybe otherwise would doing it yourself. So I think that Olive & June is a really great way to go. Okay, another thing. This might sound silly, but I think it is a grown-up lady thing to do. And that is have plants in your home. And then figure out how to take care of them. This has been a really big growing experience for me. Over the past few years, I had never had plants in my home. I had never even really thought about it too much. I was just like, oh, I'm not a plant girl. But they add so much life to my home. Now I'm like, I don't know how I could go without them. I have them all over the place. There's a few that I have killed and maybe don't look that great, but I feel like I'm getting better at it all the time. And I went from having a very black thumb to actually keeping a good number of plants alive for quite a while. Now, if you're just starting out with this and you want something that is going to not be that hard to take care of, I suggest snake plants. They don't have to be watered very often. They're pretty hardy. You don't have to give them a ton of sun, and they are really going to take off and do well. So that's a great way to go if you just want something that isn't going to make you feel like a failure. A snake plant is a really good one to make you feel like, hey, I kept that puppy alive. Look at me go. I also love my Swiss Monstera. Now, I got this one from fastgrowingtrees.com. They were a sponsor of the podcast in the fall. And my dog at the time, I think I've mentioned this recently, I know I did on Instagram, but he ate all but one leaf off of that plant. And I was devastated because I had been so excited to get this plant in the mail. And wouldn't you know it, you guys, however many months, 3 months later, you would not even know that he had destroyed this plant. It came back with such vibrancy and it is growing like crazy. And it's been so fun to see it revive because for some reason it gives me some personal satisfaction as though I had something to do with it, which I know I really didn't. It's just that this plant is awesome, but it makes me feel like, look at you. I made you grow back and you're doing so well. I saved you. And there is something to be said for that. So get yourself some good plants. I also love aloe vera. I have two now. And they're fun to be able to show the kids how you can break off one of the leaves and use it for cuts and sunburns and all that kind of thing, which if you're using your sunblock, as we mentioned before, you shouldn't be having sunburns, but you know. Anyway, I digress. We really love our aloe vera plants. It's just so fun. They just really do bring life into my home. And on that same token, I want to suggest that you make a habit of buying flowers and greenery for your home, using them even in your bedroom. I mean, obviously, your kitchen table or your kitchen counter is a great place to have them, your front entryway if you have a place where you can put them. But having some fresh flowers even in your bedroom, it makes me feel like I've taken that little bit of an extra step to have a space for myself. And I'm going to get more to that in a minute. But having fresh flowers in your home, especially through those spring and summer months, It just will do happy things for your soul, especially because you get to change what you have all the time as the flowers change and different things are in bloom. It is something that just makes me so happy, and it makes my home feel intentional by just going to Trader Joe's and picking up a $5 bouquet of flowers. It makes it look like I took so much effort doing things for my home when I've really done something very small. You don't have to have fancy vases, any of that. Just go get your flowers, stick them in a cup of water, and you're good to go. I just can't recommend it enough. You guys, I think the meal that I most despise having to deal with in the day is breakfast. I'm not a morning person. It always feels like a lot of effort first thing in the morning as I'm trying to get everybody out the door to where they need to be. But I've always felt really guilty giving my kids cereal because it's got so much crazy stuff in it, and sugar and preservatives and all the stuff I really don't want them starting their day with. But then along came Magic Spoon. And not only is it good for my kids and packed with protein, but it also doesn't taste like cardboard. It actually tastes good and my kids love it, which I didn't think I was going to be able to find in a clean cereal brand. And you guys, even better, Magic Spoon has released a brand new variety pack that is now featuring peanut butter, which who doesn't love that? They released the peanut butter as a limited edition flavor in 2020, but it sold out 3 times. So peanut butter has gotten so much love that they've decided to keep it permanent and add it to the bestsellers variety pack, which also includes frosted, fruity, and cocoa, which is my favorite. It has zero sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. So that's only 140 calories per serving. And you guys, it's keto friendly, gluten free, grain free, soy free, low carb, and GMO free. My kids honestly have no idea that they're eating clean cereal. They think they're getting like straight up sugar cereal because it tastes that good. And they've also figured out the trick to mixing the different kinds, because if you like mix cocoa with peanut butter, it's like Reese's cereal in the morning. We just really love Magic Spoon. I will even eat it for dessert some nights because it's that good. So go to magicspoon.com/livewell to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use my promo code LIVEWELL at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/livewell and use the code LIVEWELL to save $5 off. Thank you so much, Magic Spoon, for being a sponsor of this episode. So as I mentioned, I said bring the flowers into your bedroom. I think that's a great idea. Also, think about your bedroom. Think about how it's decorated. Think about if it's become a dumping ground for things. Think about reclaiming that space and making it feel like a sanctuary. What do you need to do to have an adult lady bedroom? Now, you may have a husband, and that's okay. He can be in there too. But think about the space, being intentional, and actually think about decorating it, thinking about not having there be too much clutter so that it can be a calm space for you to sleep in at night. Think about the colors that you want to have in there. Think about having an overall scheme to your bedroom instead of having it maybe be a little bit haphazard, which I know can happen over time, especially after having kids and all that kind of thing. The bedroom can often be kind of the most neglected space. It's the one that you're not welcoming other people into, and so you might not be thinking about decorating it and curating it in the same way that you are the other rooms in your home. But this is me giving you the permission slip to do this for your bedroom, to make it an intentional space that feels lovely and feels like you can catch your breath and allows you to have good rest at night. Bring in those things that make it feel pretty and beautiful to you. Have lots of textures, different kinds of blankets and coziness. Like I said, bring in the greenery. I have plants in my room as well as the fresh cut flowers that I like to bring in through the spring and summer. Just really, you know, go on Pinterest, narrow it down. What do you want a bedroom to look like? And start trying to work towards making that happen. It doesn't have to happen overnight. Goodness knows my bedroom hasn't, and it still has a long way to go. But as I've been able to take these little steps to make it feel like a pulled together space, it has been a game changer. It really does make me feel like a legit adult to have a bedroom that is clean and put together and pretty. I really love that. And as long as we're talking about curating things, we've talked about all of the undergarments, I want to suggest that you also think about curating your wardrobe. Obviously, this is something that is on a lot of our minds a lot of the time, what we're wearing. We've got to wear an outfit every day of the week. And I want you to think a little bit more intentionally about what you're wearing. As we go through these different stages as adult women, we learn a little bit more about ourselves and what we actually feel good in. And I know it's harder when you have littler kids and they're spitting up on you all the time and you don't really want to invest in that part of your life and all of that kind of thing. I get that. But maybe if you're coming out of that a little bit and you want to figure out your wardrobe, just really start paying attention to what you feel good in. To what looks good on you, what people compliment you on when you're wearing it, what kind of coloring you have, and what colors work best with your natural coloring. For instance, you will never see me wearing a green shirt because I will look ill because my natural coloring is cool. I have red blue undertones to my skin. So I am not going to wear an orange or a green or a yellow. Those are not going to jive with me, but I can get away with a lot of other colors that make me look healthy and vibrant. So start thinking about some of those things and figuring those things out. And then as you're doing this, because I know it's a big process to curate a wardrobe that works for you, and it can feel very expensive and daunting. So I want to tell you kind of the cheat sheet right now of what is going to be the biggest bang for your buck, where you need to put your money. So the more expensive items that you want to shell out a little bit more for but are going to be worth it in the long run are going to be good jeans and leggings, because we're all wearing leggings more often and there's a lot of shirts that leggings work with. So if you're going to get leggings, get good quality ones like a Zella or something like that, you know, that's really going to hold up well over time. The knees aren't going to bag out. They're not going to be see-through. They're going to hold things in where you want them. Zella is a great brand, but also jeans. Buying, you know, good high quality jeans that work well with your body. And make sure you look at your booty while you are trying on jeans. You know, you can have the best booty in the world, but if you get a bad pair of jeans, it's going to flatten that puppy out. It is not going to be a good situation. So maybe take a friend along with you and have them specifically check out your backside. I told you we were going there in this episode, ladies. So make sure you get a good pair of jeans, a couple of pairs of jeans. Those are going to be something that are going to have a little bit more longevity than tops. Tops are not where you're going to want to spend the high dollar amounts if you are just trying to do some turnover and get your wardrobe into a place where you really love it. Tops are the things that go through trends a little bit more quickly. And so that's where you can spend a little bit less money and get a little bit more variety, because you can wear your jeans day after day after day, but your tops, you're going to need to change over more. And so a great place to go for that is someplace like H&M. They have got really affordable tops. They go on sale very often, and you can hit on a few more of the trends that you can also do in a classy way and be able to turn them over from year to year a little bit more easily. So it's not like you're going to replace your whole winter wardrobe or summer wardrobe every year, but if you want to add in a few more pieces, someplace like H&M is going to be a great place to go to get very decent prices and styles that make you feel like you're not totally out of date, but just help you to kind of stay on top of things and feel cute, which I think is really important. Okay, we're almost there as far as the tips for acting like an adult. I think my last thing is taking charge of your health. You know, we talk a lot about this on the podcast. We have specific episodes addressed to it. We talk about it a lot in Patreon, but actually being enough of an adult to not ignore your health, to not take it for granted, to do things like exercise, drink water, eat a diet that works with your body. It's really important to know what kinds of food sensitivities you have and be aware of that sort of thing. And I know it can be hard because I struggle with it too, but also taking good quality supplements that are going to make up for the things that you are lacking in your diet or your environment. You know, I live in the Pacific Northwest. I have to take vitamin D or it's going to be a situation. We have cloud cover for like 9 months out of the year. We do not see the sun. If I weren't taking vitamin D, I would just be a depressed heap of lump on the floor. I don't know what a heap of lump is, but that is what I would be. So you want to think about taking supplements, but also good quality supplements. Do your homework. Think about the brands that you want to buy from. If you are curious about good brands, then I have got ones on my website. If you go to my sponsors and affiliates page, I love brands like Keon and Mary Ruth's Organics and Thorne. I have a whole section on my Amazon page where you can see different supplements that I recommend. So I really think that that is kind of that last missing piece to being a grown-up woman is taking care of your health, taking charge of it, making note of what your body is doing, starting to take notice of how your body feels at the different weeks of your cycle so that you know how to respond well to outside stressors and when you're going to be at your absolute best and when you're maybe going to be struggling a little bit more. Actually paying attention to all of these things and keeping track of them, I think, is so important for making sure that we stay in tip-top shape and we can be there for the people in our lives and we can live well throughout all the different stresses of life, okay? So that is my soapbox on how to take care of yourself like a grown lady. You guys, I think I covered a lot of points. I threw a lot of information at you, but hopefully it was helpful and you can pick and choose what you think is going to be the most applicable to you and your current life stage. But those are a lot of the things that I have learned over the last few years. But now I want to transition for just a second, because obviously at the top of the show, I talked to all you married ladies about this amazing thing that we have in Patreon, the Live Well Love Kit, that is going to set you up for probably the most fun Valentine's you've ever had. Definitely the most fun Valentine's that your husband's ever had. But there are some single ladies who listen to this show as well, and I am one of them. I'm not the one listening, but I'm the one talking. And so I want to give kind of my best tips for not getting down this Valentine's Day and actually making it a fun day for yourself. Now, over the last few years, I've had a lot of people say to me, oh, this must be a hard time for you. I'm so sorry. Are you going to get through Valentine's Day? I was like, actually, Valentine's really pretty much sucked while I was married. So this is an upgrade to just get to be by myself. And I've really taken advantage of it. And I have allowed myself to enjoy the day, just things that I'm doing for myself. And I want to suggest that you do the same thing. If you are single, then don't get down about it, because you know what? For the most part, dudes hate Valentine's Day. Married dudes, single dudes, they think it's a Hallmark holiday. They hate having to do anything for it. So just know that from the get-go, your non-single friends might not be having as much fun with Valentine's Day as you think they are. So there's that. But also, when you get to treat yourself for Valentine's, you get what you actually want and not what a dude is trying to figure out that you want. So here's my suggestion. Go into it with the right mindset. This can be fun, and it doesn't have to be depressing. All right, it's okay that you're doing this on your own. It's a great day for you to have a good excuse to pamper yourself, and nobody is going to question you on it. So, you know, if you have the money, go get yourself a massage, go get that manicure and that pedicure, take care of yourself. And if you don't, then do the little things. Do all of those things that I listed above. Paint your own nails, take a bath, really enjoy yourself on this day as much as you're able. If you got kids around, you know, that's actually been one of my favorite things for Valentine's Day, is getting to make little Valentine's bags or boxes or whatever for my kids. They're nothing expensive. It's nothing over the top. I am not going to Pinterest to make these little Valentine's boxes or bags for my kids. I'm just throwing stuff in there that I find at, you know, Target or Walmart, but they think it's the best thing ever. And it's so much fun to see them get excited about it. It's just kind of a little bit of a standout day. So do a little something like that for your kids and glean off of their joy. There really is something to that. And whether you have your kids around or not, these are things that you can do for yourself. Order some takeout. Get your favorite takeout on Valentine's Day and don't feel bad about it. And make sure you have dessert. You could even go so far as to make yourself a really fun dessert. You deserve it. Make yourself some chocolate-covered strawberries. Make yourself some delicious caramel bars or something that is just your favorite thing. Or go pick up your very favorite ice cream. Have it. Pamper yourself. It's okay. Do that for yourself this Valentine's Day. And then plan to watch a chick flick or read a really fun romantic book play fun music throughout the day. Do those things that are going to make it feel like a special day for you. And let me just make a couple of suggestions for you. So, did you know that this weekend on Netflix, the third movie in the To All the Boys I Loved Before series is coming out? This gives you a perfect opportunity to do a movie marathon. You could watch all three. The second one, not my favorite, hoping the third one steps it up a bit. The first one is absolutely delightful, though. So that could be a great, fun thing for you to be able to do. Also, the series Men in Kilts with Sam Heughan and Graham McTavish from Outlander comes out this weekend on Stars. You guys, if you have had no other reason to get Stars before in your life other than Outlander, this is your opportunity. Subscribe for like a month on Amazon. Do whatever you've got to do to get Men in Kilts. I believe that it will be worth it. I believe that it will be worth it because I have listened to Clanlands, their book that they co-wrote. It is so much fun. I'm pretty sure they also had a ghostwriter. That's beside the point. But you guys, this book is so much fun. Do not read it. You have got to listen to it because they banter back and forth in the book, and you've got time. If you get that book right now, if you download Clanlands on, you know, Audible or wherever, you could listen to it before Men in Kilts comes out. And I am so excited to watch Men in Kilts because I've had all the background of them filming Men in Kilts from the book Clanlands. Plus, it gives a bunch of tidbits and behind-the-scenes stuff from Outlander and kind of a little bit of their memoirs. It's a super fun book, and their accents absolutely make it worth listening to. Even my 14-year-old was like, dang, these guys' voices are amazing. So that could be a really fun thing for you to do for the rest of this week. Listen to the audiobook, and then this weekend you could start watching Men in Kilts. So those are my suggestions for you to have a really fun and lighthearted and not down Valentine's Day. You don't have to feel bad about this day. You can make the most of it for yourself, knowing that probably a lot of married folks are going, why didn't my husband do something for me? And they really should have followed this plan for themselves too. In fact, if you're married and you don't think your husband's going to do anything for you, then do it. Do this for yourself. You can plan it, and that's okay. And he will probably be grateful that you just went ahead and did something for yourself. You just take it back. Take back owning it. Decide to enjoy this day. Have some fun. It's going to be worth it because you're worth it. So that's what I have to say about all of my tips of being a grown lady and surviving Valentine's Day without feeling like it's a total bummer. It doesn't have to be. You can do some fun things for yourself and have a great excuse to be able to do it. All right, ladies? That's all I've got for you. I feel like I probably talked a mile a minute, but I hope that you enjoyed this episode. We would love to hear back from you. Be sure to come join us in Patreon, because even if you're single, even in that whole thing that we did for the date nights and all of that and all the good stuff, we talk about single ladies and how we can be caring for ourselves well. A lot of some of the things that I have talked about today, but we go into that as well. And while we've got this really fun Live Well Love Kit that's in Patreon, as I mentioned, we've got so much other content and connection in Patreon. We want you to come and join us. So go to patreon.com/livewelltogether to get in there with us, see what we have to offer, join us in lives, join us in our Zoom calls and on Marco Polo and all the good stuff. We want you to be a part of our community. It is so much fun. We have a blast. Come join us in Patreon, patreon.com/livewelltogether. All right, ladies, be sure to go to the show notes for any of the links that I talked about in today's episode. You can go to mackenziekappa.com and click on podcast to find the show notes, or you can just swipe up in whatever app you are listening to the show in, and they should be in there as well. Remember that anytime that you shop on Amazon through one of my links, you don't even have to buy the thing that is linked. You can buy anything else that you want to, but it is going to push a little bit of credit back to the show, which is really helpful for keeping the lights on around here. Your guys' support by shopping through our affiliate links, shopping with our sponsors, and being patrons is what helps me to keep this show going and keep the platform running. And I am so, so appreciative to each and every one of you who do that. And also to those of you who follow on social media, like on Instagram and in our Facebook group, and definitely those of you who leave ratings and reviews in iTunes. I just want to say a huge thank you to all of you who do that. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Thank you. I really appreciate each and every one of you who allows me to be in your earbuds. Week after week after week, I love being here, and I couldn't do it without you. All right. Until next week, ladies, go be bold and great.